Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. Welcome to the What to Read Next podcast. In this podcast, your host, Lori and me, will invite a bookish guest to share their favorite book recommendation. If you share a passion for books and always looking for your next read, then join us. Welcome to the What to Read Next podcast. Today's bookish guest is Francesca from Under the Covers Book Blog, BookTube, and Instagram account. Hi, Francesca.
Hi, how are you, Laura? Thanks for having me.
So happy to have you here. So tell us a little about yourself.
Well, I've always been a reader, and I'm actually really excited to be here talking all about romance books. But actually, I started reading non-romance. So when I was a child, I was really eclectic in my reading, nonfiction, thrillers, that kind of stuff that's available in my house. And I discovered my love for reading when I was probably 18, for reading romance when I was 18. And it was probably through Harlequin romances. Okay. So I did my phase of that. And in 2011, we started the book blog, and that was through a group of friends we met on Goodreads back in the days when Goodreads was a very social networking site. Mm-hmm. And we just decided, well, maybe we'll do a book blog. Everybody's doing it. We'll talk books there. Mm-hmm. And we've been going strong since. So it's going to be 9 years this year.
That's amazing. That's really amazing. Time flies, but it's a lot of work. That's amazing.
It is. And along the way, we've added BookTube and Bookstagram and all the other stuff. So
yeah. So talk about the content. What can we expect by visiting your site?
Yeah. So right now, a lot of our content on the site is book reviews. We try once in a while to do list recommendations, so like top tens and that kind of stuff. There's a ton of stuff that's archived because, again, almost 9 years worth of content. So there's a ton of recommendations on there. We also used to do a lot of author interviews. So that's also still available there, but we haven't been doing those as much lately, just as time is just less. We have also a release calendar on the site. So we try to keep that updated. It's always available if somebody wants to see what romances are coming up. So other than that, we have our YouTube videos, and those are available either on the site or directly on YouTube. And yeah, that's about it.
I love it. And what inspired you to start a BookTube channel?
What inspired us? I have no idea. Okay. It's so much work. I really don't remember how it came about that we wanted to add BookTube to our repertoire of things we were doing. But I guess we just wanted to do videos.
Yeah.
It's easier to do a video and just sit there and talk and record yourself instead of having to put a post together. So I guess that's probably why it started. But it kind of, everything we've added has been pretty organic.
Yeah.
Why we've added it to the blog.
I love it. Yeah. I'm thinking of starting a BookTube channel and I'm afraid of the work for me.
It's like a lot of work. Oh my God. The hours of filming and editing. It's no joke.
Yeah. So we'll see. It's to be determined if there's a BookTube channel or not, but you know, we'll see. I have the podcast to do.
I know. And everybody's always asking us, when are you guys going to add a podcast? And I'm just thinking, oh, dear Lord, one more thing. I don't know.
Oh, my gosh.
I need more hours.
Yeah, you need more hours. If you ever need help with the podcast, if you decide to go that route, I'll be more than happy to help you out with
Thank you. That's right. Thank you.
Awesome. Since 2019, you hosted a Romance Bali reading challenge. What inspired you to create this challenge?
So we've always done some sort of yearly challenge since we've had the blog. Okay. And our goal for the reading challenges that we've set before has always been to get people to read all romance subgenres and maybe get people to read outside of their comfort zone. So before this, we were pretty laid back with, okay, here's the subgenres and you have to read at least one of each one of these subgenres and or either one or three. So it's basically the same idea, but we decided to make it a little bit more fun and we incorporated a Monopoly board. and assign those challenges to spots on a Monopoly board. That way people get to more like play a game mm-hmm. with their reading. And it's actually worked really well. We were a little surprised about that, honestly.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah. I mean, a lot of people had been doing the yearly challenges before, but really, I feel like they've embraced it now that it's Romanceopoly and that it's the game. And it really, I guess the highlights would be that people are really reading things that they would have never picked up, and they're actually enjoying them and maybe discovering whole new genres or authors that they would have never picked up. So that's really cool.
Yeah, for me, I started doing it this year, and I started reading like historical romance or not set in London, and I was thinking, I was like, we're going to find some of those. And then it was like a process of like, you know, that's actually not that bad. And it was actually surprisingly books that I enjoy. So it definitely pushes you out of your comfort zone, but it actually is exciting to try different things and to be like, do I like this author? And I can just binge on their backlist, or I may not like this one, but I may try another book that's similar and can fit to that challenge.
Yeah, absolutely. That's exactly why we did it.
Yeah. So talk to us, what it's like for someone to join in. So they just basically walk us through the website and different board games and recommendations that are available for the challenge.
Okay, so everything for the challenge, we've put it on a website. It's www.romancehappily.com. The main thing that people would need to have is their board. And obviously, they can do that digitally or print the board out. And there are two different tracks this year. So for each spot on the board, there are two sets of challenges. You can choose to do one set of challenges. You can be very ambitious and try to do both. Obviously, that's extremely ambitious.
Yeah.
There are those like really amazing readers that do it, and more power to them. So basically, either choose one of the packs or pick and choose which one of the prompts you want to do for each one of the challenges. You can roll dice, same as if you were going around the Monopoly board randomly, or do every step one at a time. Mm-hmm. And that's about it. You can join pretty much anytime. There are only four challenges on the board that are dated. So those are our seasonal challenges. The first one is still going on now because it's the winter challenge. So that is still open. So I guess pretty much join any day.
Yeah. And you have a list of book recommendations for prompts, for the different prompts, which I think is so useful to have, like, you know, if you're not sure, like, what kind of book can fit into this prompt, or, you know, books are not set in London, or books are firefighters and police department, you have a list of book recommendations.
Yeah, there's a ton of book recommendations from either from our girls here at Under the Covers or from our co-host Jessica from Peace Love Books. So you'll be able to find all those on romancehopoly.com. We wanted to, I mean, there's not a ton for each of the prompts, but we tried to give you guys some ideas. So at least if there's like nothing, you know, of no books that would fit a prompt, at least there's something there to help you. And we're always available. If there's nothing there that appeals to you guys and you want more recommendations, you can always hit us up on social and ask us for more.
Yeah. And we actually, one of my girl friends, we actually have an Instagram chat for Romanceopoly. So we share recommendations. We're like, oh, what book can fall into this? And we're like, here's a list of books, you know? And we try to, you know, not just give, you know, from the prompts, so we're maybe thinking about diverse reads or books are different that can fit into the prompt.
Nice. So, I love that.
Yeah. So it's kind of fun. So you get to meet friends while doing the challenge, while reading.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think a lot of people have also connected that way, you know, following the Romanceopoly hashtag and following new people and then just making connections. So that's really cool to see.
Yeah. So it's like it's an added bonus. So
yeah.
All right. So chatting all things romance. So you're a romance reader and a romance reviewer. What do you love about this genre?
I think I love the emotional aspect. There's a very human aspect of romances that you don't really get to see in other genres. I think that romance authors really explore that and those connections. That's really what keeps me coming back. And it's kind of like putting yourself in somebody else's shoes and really getting to explore an alternate life that is probably completely different than yours. So yeah, I love that.
I love it. And what are some of the biggest misconceptions about the romance genre?
Oh God, where do we start? So I really hate when people say that because it's a romance, then it's poorly written, or romance authors are not as good as other genres, you know, like that subpar writing. I hate that misconception because there's some really amazing writing in the romance genre. And I think like with any other genre, yes, if you pick up a random book, maybe that's not a great author, but that can happen with any genre. So I really hate that stigma. And also the fact that a lot of people say that, oh, well, I know how this story is going to end because they're going to end up together. Well, but why would I read it, right? I hate when they say that because it's about that whole process. It's the 350 pages that tell you what happened before they got to that HEA. So I hate those two probably the most.
Yeah. So let's talk about romance tropes. What are some of your favorite romance tropes?
I love enemies to lovers, and I love second chance romances and single fathers. But for enemies to lovers, I really love like The Simple Wild by Kay Tucker was a really, really good one recently. Yeah. The Opposite of You by Rachel Higginson I really enjoyed as well. Plus it has a sexy chef hero, and I love foodie romances too.
Ooh.
And Reasonable Doubt by Whitney G is probably one of my original favorites. It's a little bit older, but I kind of love my jerk heroes, so I had to put it here.
I love it. And how about your least favorite romance tropes?
I have a ton of those. I hate insta-love.
Yes.
Miscommunication.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Cheating.
Yes.
Love triangles.
Yes.
Oh.
Oh my gosh. Yes. I am right there with you. Miscommunication is my biggest pet peeve.
Yes.
When there's like conflict and you know, the hero comes in and just hears something and it just blows it out of proportion. It's
yes.
like my biggest pet peeve.
It's like if they can come up with a good reason why they can't be together other than they're, you know, they could have just talked about it and everything would have been resolved, then why have that book? It's so annoying.
Yeah, it's so annoying. All right. So what kind of, like, within romance, there's contemporary, historical, paranormal, fantasy, and dark, and all the subgenres. What's your go-to genre within romance?
My go-to has always been paranormal romance.
Okay. And what are some of your favorite books within that genre?
I mean, all-time favorites. I love The Black Dagger Brotherhood by J.R. Ward. Cressley Cole's Immortals After Dark. Nalini Singh's Psy Changeling series. There are a ton. Gina Showalter, Lords of the Underworld. Mm-hmm. It's also a must read. And I recently actually have a new favorite that I just read last month. And it's an author that I've sort of seen around, but I just didn't try her before. And that is Wolf Gone Wild by Juliet Cross. I really enjoy that. I'll definitely be reading her backlist.
Yeah, I just read on Wolf Gone Wild. I'm almost done with it, and it's so good. And
it's
I'm
not so funny, right?
It is so funny. I'm not a big paranormal fan. Like I'm just starting, and so this was just like it felt contemporary at the same time. It has some paranormal issues, and the wolf was just so funny. Like the whole
plot.
So that's awesome.
Yeah, that's probably a great book to like dip your toes into the genre.
Yeah, I think so. I think it's like because it doesn't feel so paranormal. Like there's not like a lot of world building.
Right.
It's like it's set in New Orleans. You get to be in New Orleans and
I know
Mattel and his wolf. It's just so good.
Nice.
Awesome. So what are some of your most anticipated new releases for 2020 that we should look out for?
Okay, well, so for my most anticipated releases, which I actually did a video recently on that, I definitely have The Sinner by J.R. Ward on my list because, like I said, Black Dagger Brotherhood, one of my favorite PNR series. I'm also really looking forward to two that I have not read these authors before, so it's kind of weird that they're on my list, but The Rakes by Scarlett Peckham.
Okay, yeah.
That is probably because I love the cover. I love that it's sort of like that old school romance, historical romance cover.
Yes.
And it sounds really cool. I mean, the girl is the rakist instead of the guy. So I love that.
Yeah.
And then I'm also really looking forward to reading You Had Me at Hola by Alexis Daria, which is about telenovelas. So I'm super excited for that.
Yeah, I'm excited for both books. Like, I requested a rakist and I'm eagerly awaiting to get a copy of it because it just looks so good. It looks like it's a gender bending, you know, like Lady Rakes. Like, this is like so good. And I'm obsessed with the telenovelas. Like, I grew up with them in Puerto Rico. Yeah. So seeing a romance that's set in a telenovela and it's Hate to Lovers, it's just like,
I know. Like, I grew up with telenovelas too because I grew up in Panama. So
yeah.
That is my childhood. I need to read that.
I know. I was like, every time you just bring it up, it's like, oh my gosh, this is perfect.
I know.
I'm eagerly awaiting. And the cover is so beautiful.
Oh, like, it's beautiful.
So good. Yeah. If you haven't read Alexis Daria.
I haven't.
So I read her Stepping Up. She has a Dancing with the Stars series. So it's actually really good. There's one of them is the Puerto Rican dancer, and she's paired up with the grumpy Alaskan rocket man.
Okay. They had two. That's it. I'm sold. I love grumpy
girls. Yeah. So he's like, I don't want to be in this reality show. You know, So it is so good. The romance is on point. It's sexy times. There's like Dancing with the Stars. It's just like really good book to read.
So, I love it.
Awesome. So which your books have you read this past few months that you recommend?
Okay, so I did read an early copy of Chasing Cassandra by Lisa Kleypas.
So good.
Absolutely, everybody should read that book. Everybody should read Lisa Kleypas if they haven't. I mean, what are they doing with their lives?
Yes.
Wicked Bite by Janine Frost was really good. Probably would not be your entry-level paranormal romance, but super action-packed. The romance is super steamy. I mean, there's plane crashes. There's all kinds of stuff in that book. It was so good. And then I loved Conspiracy and Death by J.D. Robb. So I am doing also the In-Death Read-Along. We're co-hosting that with PNR Book Lover Reviews.
And
J.D. Robb is a.k.a. Nora Roberts.
Yeah.
Such a good series. That was book 8 that I read last month. And they're now on book 50, which is crazy. But I can totally see how 50 books with the same couple, it wouldn't get old because they are that good.
Oh my gosh. I have to read. I saw the In-Death Read-Along and I was like, I need to start. And I have a couple of copies of because I've been buying them on the Kindle deals. And I'm like, I should start reading. Yeah.
I did that for years. I was like hoarding all the audiobooks whenever there was an Audible sale for like $2.95, $5.95.
Yeah.
And so last year we decided, because I'm like, well, it's 50 books. I will never read that.
Yeah.
So I decided to do one book a month and it worked out really well last year. Suzanne and I were doing it. So let's just open it up for everybody to do it with us this year. And so it really makes me happy because so many people started with book one last month and they're now obsessed. There were even a few people that were like, well, I can't even like hold myself to one a month. I'm already on book 5.
Oh my gosh. That's amazing. That can be your whole reading. You can just spend like the whole year reading.
I know. You're going to pace yourself. At least I'm doing it that way. I'm pacing myself. I really enjoy them and I love them, but that's kind of like my treat, you know, for the month. I know I'm going to love that one book on my TBR.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I love that idea. I think I'm going to steal it since I've been hoarding the books.
Read this month or in the past few months that you loved.
So I read Undercover Romance. I finished that up. It was surprisingly really good. I like it. I like the romantic suspense. I was hoping that there was going to be more of the book. You know, they wrote in Romance Book Club, there was like little tidbits of the historical romance and you just like, you get the storyline and stuff. This one didn't have that, but it was really good. And there's like only a passage of romantic suspense, but it's contemporary. It's like in the Me Too era. It's really helpful. Like just, it feels like really good.
Nice.
And then I finished reading Corey Michaels, All I Ask, her upcoming book from Forever. So it's a Corey Michaels book. So older characters, they're in their 30s, second chance romance, although they were not together when they were in high school. They were best friends. And then it's a widower. And this, like, so you get to see, like, the single parents. So there has, like, all those different tropes. And it's really good. It was surprisingly, I read it in the plane. And I was just, like, in the emotions. I was like, oh, my God, this is so emotional. In the play. So, but I recommend it's coming out in March. So those are two fun books to read. Both are coming out in March.
They're both on my TBR, so I'm excited.
Yeah. So what books are your TBR now?
So for this month, my TBR, I have a ton of books that I'm excited for, but I'm reading right now one that I'm loving, so I have to mention it here. And it's A Heart of Blood and Ashes by Mila Vane. It is a fantasy romance, and it's kind of like a touch of Game of Thrones with a romance. And I am loving it. It's really long. It's a really chunky book, but it is so good. It's a slow burn. It's enemies to lovers. It's delicious. So after I finish that, I plan on reading The Worst Best Man by Mia Sosa.
So good.
Was it good?
Yes, so good.
So I got kind of weird. I'm like that one person that loves books where it's like the brother's ex.
Yes.
Love that. I don't find that very often. So I was like, okay, sold. I'm in.
Yeah. Yeah. This one has the just one bed trope because you got to love those. You're like, oh, we're in bed. You're like, what are we going to do? What's going to happen? And it's own voices. It's a Brazilian representation. The main character is Brazilian and her family star, but there's a lot of Brazilian culture interjected. Nice. So you feel like you're like not in Brazil, like it's set in the DC area, but you feel like there's this culture aspect that's overall, like the food, the language, capoeira, all those different things. So it was really good.
I love that. And other two books that I have on my TBR are Wild at Heart by Kay Tucker.
Yes. That's a
sequel to The Simple Wild. So I'm super excited for that. And then How to Love Your Elf by Carolyn Sparks. Ooh. And from what I think, this is a spinoff of her Embraced series, or it's a continuation. I'm not exactly sure. But that was one of my favorite fantasy romance series past few years. So I'm super excited for that one.
That's
what's on your TBR.
So I have Such a Fun Age by Kylie Reed. So that's a non-romance. But I started reading it. It's actually really good. And I had The Boyfriend Project. I got an arc for it. And so I'm looking forward. That one looks like really good. It seems like to be up my alley. So those are a couple books in my TBR.
Sounds good.
Yeah, it's a weird time not to set up long TBRs because I'm like, I'm moving. But it's like, I'm like, when are we going to read? So it's like, I've been reading a lot of like historical romance, but I'm like looking forward to just start reading contemporary again.
Yeah.
So
I like to switch up my genre. So I try to, even though I pick books based on my mood and what's due for review or anything like that, but I try to pick different genres, like,
yeah,
so I'm never like in a rut, you know.
Yeah, I think so. I read Chasing Cassandra a few weeks ago and I loved it, and I was like, I need to read historical, and I read like four historicals, and I'm like, okay. So now it's like I'm up for, I need contemporaries, and then probably next I'll read some paranormals, and you know, just kind of like move, you know, cycle through the genre. So and
do you read audiobooks? Because I think that's probably
Yeah, I think so. I've been listening. So I kind of listen to audiobooks at work.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, my work has been scheduling me a ton of meetings. So I'm really annoyed because I'm actually listening to a memoir. And I'm like, it's actually really good. And I'm like, I can't listen to it. So, but I'll be listening to the audiobooks while I'm packing, because I think I start packing and I was like, I'll just listen to audiobooks. So I listened to Mariana Zapata's book, which are long and, you know, it's exciting. So probably I'll be listening to audiobooks in the next few weeks just to get my reading done.
Fun.
Yeah, so fun. So Francesca, tell us where we can find you online.
Okay, well, obviously we're on underthecoversbookblog.com. The challenge for Romanceopoly is at romanceopoly.com. And you can find us on Twitter, it's UTC Bookblog. Facebook, it's Under the Covers Bookblog. On Instagram, it's UTC Bookblog. And YouTube is Under the Covers Bookblog. I know, sorry, it was confusing. It's like different handles, different places.
It's all good. So thank you, Francesca, for being on the show. I absolutely adore your book recommendations.
Thank you so much for having me. It was fun.
Awesome. If you enjoyed this podcast, please consider leaving a review on iTunes. This is the best way to support the show. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. We'll be back in a few days with a brand new episode. Have a great day.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What to Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whatyoureadnextblog.com/sponsorships. to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.